Welcome to A Lot of Nothing, How to Quantify a Noun. Today is Tuesday, February 27th, 2007, and this is the ESL Help Desk inviting you to listen in to today's podcast. Our website provides grammar lessons, audio stories, and more. All of our examples and audio stories are authentic language generated by other learners of English. We are glad you have visited us today, and to all of our listening audience today, welcome to www.eslhelpdesk.com. In today's lesson, we are going to continue to discuss countable and non-countable nouns, a topic which we began last week. In this lesson, we're going to talk and learn about quantifying countable and non-countable nouns. To read the previous lesson, and one which will provide background to today's lesson, read 1, 2, 3 little countable nouns. I recently received the sentence you see below from a learner of English. The meaning of the statement is clear, but there are some problems with its grammar. Here is the sentence. I went to Back Bay Station yesterday to buy train tickets, but there is no parking space. The problem in the sentence concerns the use of count and non-count nouns and the use of noun quantifiers. There are several ways to write this sentence correctly. How would you correct the above sentence? Those of you who are online can type your idea into the idea text box below. Others can write it on a piece of paper. Quantifiers are words that indicate how much of something there is. There are quantifiers for plural countable nouns and different quantifiers for non-countable nouns. The quantifier exists in the noun determiner position, that is, right before the noun. Examples of quantifiers for plural countable nouns are
few, a few, a couple of, a lot of, lots of, a number of, many, too many, no, not enough, enough, a half of, all of,
and others.
A lot of grammar lessons, many grammar lessons.
Examples of quantifiers for non-countable nouns are as follows.
Little, a little. A lot of, a great deal of, much, too much, all of, not enough, enough, half of, less, more.
And others.
A lot of grammar, much grammar.
When quantifying a plural countable noun, the head noun should be in the plural form.
A friend of mine joined the army a couple of months ago.
Below is a picture of garbage. The word garbage is a non-count noun. How would you describe what you see using a quantifier? Write a sentence in the text box below. And the correct sentence is...
I see a lot of garbage.
Now, let's try to correct the original sentence. I went to Back Bay Station yesterday to buy train tickets, but there is no parking space. Did you know that the word space exists as a count noun and as a non-count noun? So this sentence can be rewritten in two different ways. As we rewrite each sentence, notice that the verb form also changes due to the rules of subject-verb agreement. 1. Space as a plural count noun.
I went to Back Bay Station yesterday to buy train tickets, but there are no parking spaces there.
2. Space as a non-count noun. Notice the singular verb form.
I went to Back Bay Station yesterday to buy train tickets, but there is no space there for parking.
Now, you can practice using quantifiers with the 6 common non-countable nouns listed below. Create a sentence for each in which you use a noun quantifier, just like you did for the word garbage above. The quantifiers are listed below the line.
Money, sleep, knowledge, vocabulary, privacy, English.
And while we're at it, if you're online, you will be able to see the answers to last week's question. And the answers are...
6 oranges.
5 red peppers.
8 lemons.
4 yellow squashes and 2 zucchini squashes. A lot of squash.
Lots of garlic and ginger. Lots of garlic cloves. A lot of ginger roots.
3 eggplants.
9 green apples.
1 yellow pepper, 1 pomegranate, and 1 red pepper.
6 lemons.
15 potatoes.
6 apples. Half a dozen apples.
4 heads of bok choy.
6 red peppers.
Lots of green squash.
6 golden apples.
2 butternut squashes. So, that's today's lesson from the ESL Help Desk. If you have any questions about this lesson, please email us. And again, thanks for listening to us this week. At the ESL Help Desk, your feedback is our feed.